Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This verse just summarizes the meaning of the Passover, the means by which the Israelites were delivered out of slavery in Egypt. God says, take blood from the lamb that you sacrifice, put it over the doorposts of your house, and on this night, when tragedy and death shall strike every home in Egypt, if there is blood over your doorpost, I will pass over you. Why is that? What is the picture here? Don't miss it. The picture is, when God sees the blood over that doorpost, he sees the penalty of sin, death, which we know from the very beginning of Scripture, that's the penalty for sin, death, that it has been paid in that house, that there is a sacrifice that has been made, a lamb who's been sacrificed, whose death provides a covering. So the death of that sacrifice provides a way for the judgment and wrath of God that sinners deserve. It can be passed over. That's exactly what happened on that night in the Exodus. And in a much, much greater way, that's exactly what happened in the cross of Jesus Christ. All of this is pointing forward. We know the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is why Jesus came, to be this sacrifice, to shed his blood. And this is the heart of the gospel. You and I deserve the judgment and wrath of God in our lives. We are sinners before a holy God. How in the world can we be delivered? And the answer is by trusting in the blood of Jesus, by putting our faith in his sacrifice on the cross for us, so that when we are trusting in the blood of Jesus, though we deserve the wrath of God, it passes over us. This is glorious news that never gets old. And I just want to remind you of it today, for us to remember it today in prayer, for us to say right now, Lord Jesus, we praise you for your blood. We praise you for shedding your blood on the cross for us. I praise you, O God, for your gift of grace, sending your son to shed his blood for my sin. All my sin, God, I deserve your judgment. I deserve your wrath forever. Right now, like I don't deserve anything good in my life. You are gracious. God, I pray this on behalf of all kinds of different people who I trust have believed in you, have put their faith in you, Jesus. And if they haven't, God, if there's anyone who's listening to this right now who's never put their trust in the blood of Christ shed on a cross to cover over their sins, God, I pray they would do that right now. God, I pray that they would put their faith, their trust in the blood of Christ shed for them, that they would find refuge and shelter from the wrath and judgment they deserve under the blood of your son, Jesus. All glory be to your name for saving us from our sins, for passing over us when it comes to judgment. We deserve death. We deserve eternal death. Yet your blood has made the way for our salvation. Oh, Lord Jesus, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you. And we pray, God, help us to make the good news of the blood of Christ that covers over sin. Help us to make that good news known today in other people's lives, that they might know the refuge that's found from the judgment we deserve through what Jesus did on the cross for us. We thank you today, oh God, and we pray that you would help us to make this news known to somebody else today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.